What is up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. Here to recap the first day of conference tournament, as well as one of the last game regular season non-conference games before the conference tournaments. I mean, before the NCAA tournament. Just to recap the games that happened today within the conference tournament, as well as get you ready for the conferences that'll start tomorrow, which is pretty much the rest of them except for five conferences. So there's 30 conference tournaments in total. 25 will have started by tomorrow night's episode. But anyway, first game, or the only game, that the LMU, Loyola Marymount, was at Cal State Bakersfield for a doubleheader. Well, Izzy Jamgachian's two home runs, five RBIs led them to led Loyola Marymount to the 14-0 five-inning win at Cal State Bakersfield in the second game of the doubleheader. No non-conference matchup or anything outside of conference tournaments tomorrow, Wednesday. Thursday, the West Coast Conference will kick back in with a couple of their last conference series. And then Friday and Saturday, the Big West will also join in with their final conference series, since they don't play conference tournaments in those conferences. But anyway, let's recap the Southland Conference to start. Houston Christian scored five runs in the seventh to stun Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Primrose Aholelei 7-2 to keep their season alive, which it was a single elimination game. That was the only single elimination game. Then Bailey Lemon's RBI single walked it off for Incarnate Word in their 5-4 eight-inning victory over Lamar to advance into the winner's bracket. And then finally, a game that just wrapped up about 10-15 minutes ago, Alex Poche's walk-off home run lifted Nichols past Houston Christian 5-4 in eight innings to advance in the winner's bracket. So the schedule for Southland tomorrow: 4-seed Incarnate Word, 1-seed McNeese at noon on ESPN+. McNeese swept them at home. I expect McNeese to win that game. At 2:30, roughly, on ESPN+, 3-seed Nichols will take on 2-seed Southeastern Louisiana, which is the host of this tournament on ESPN+. And Nichols won the series 2-1 at home. It's different playing on Southeastern's field this time, so I'm going to take Southeastern to win the game. Lamar, the 5-seed, will take on the loser of that Nichols Southeastern Louisiana game at 5:00, roughly, on ESPN+. Lamar was swept at Southeastern Louisiana and lost 2-1 at home to Nichols. And then the final game of the day, 7-seed Houston Christian will take on the Incarnate Word McNeese loser at roughly 7:30 on ESPN+. They were swept by both on the road, so I don't see much hope for Houston Christian past tomorrow. SWAC. Texas Southern scored five unanswered to take down Bethune-Cookman 6-2 to advance into the winner's bracket. Jackson State knocked Southern into the loser's bracket with an 8-3 victory, which moved the Tigers into the winner's bracket. Kiana Watson's bunt single to the pitcher somehow got the runner home to walk it off for Florida A&M in their 2-1 eight-inning victory over Arkansas Pine Bluff to advance into the winner's bracket. And the last game of the day, Alabama State pulled off the first true upset of mayhem, in my opinion, as they took down, in my opinion as well, the SWAC favorites, Prairie View A&M, 7-3 to advance into the winner's bracket. So the schedule for tomorrow: East 3-seed Bethune-Cookman will take on West 4-seed Arkansas Pine Bluff at 11 a.m. in an elimination game they didn't meet this year. Then at roughly 2:00, West 3-seed Southern will take on West 1-seed Prairie View A&M in another elimination game. Prairie View A&M swept the season series at Southern. Then at 4:30, roughly, West 2-seed Texas Southern will take on East 1-seed Florida A&M. They didn't meet this season. And then the final game of the day, East 2-seed Jackson State will take on East 4-seed Alabama State at and Jackson State won the season, won the series 2-1 at Alabama State, lost this series 2-1 at home. So that makes that game very intriguing. since they essentially split the season series 3-3. Atlantic Sun. Queens scored 2 in the 7th to keep their season alive in a 2-1 victory over Jacksonville. And then North Alabama gets the 3-0 victory over Austin Peay to keep their season alive and move into the double elimination portion of the Atlantic Sun tournament. So the Atlantic Sun schedule, 7-seed Queens will take on 3-seed Central Arkansas at 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Central Arkansas won the series, season series 2-1 at Queens, and I expect the Sugar Bears to win this game over Queens. And then at roughly 6:30 on ESPN+, you will have 5-seed North Alabama taking on 4-seed Florida Gulf Coast. Florida Gulf Coast won the series 2-1 at North Alabama. And I don't know why, but North Alabama is speaking to me in this situation, so I'll run with the Lions. And then the last tournament that had a game today, the SEC tournament. Ole Miss was able to advance or take out Kentucky 7-2 to advance in the second round to face Missouri. And the SEC schedule for the day, 9-seed Alabama will take on 8-seed LSU at 11 a.m. on SEC Network. They didn't meet this year. Alabama's offense is dreadful. And as good as Alabama's pitching is, I don't think they can contain LSU's offense, so give me LSU. 13-seed Ole Miss coming off that victory over Kentucky will take on 5-seed Missouri at 2 on SEC Network. They didn't meet this year either. Even if they did, I still think Missouri just has too much firepower, even though Ole Miss is coming into this tournament hot. But give me Missouri. 10-seed Auburn takes on 7-seed Georgia at 5, roughly on SEC Network. They didn't meet this year either. And Auburn, you've got to think, is going to try to play inspired as the hosts. But Georgia has too much firepower in their lineup and in the circle. Georgia gets that win. And then the final game of the day, 11-seed South Carolina, 6-seed Mississippi State at roughly 8 on SEC Network. Mississippi State won the series 2-1 at South Carolina. Mississippi State's coming in with a decent little run. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs to take down South Carolina. All right, CAA tournament starts tomorrow. The Coastal Athletic Association. 1-seed Campbell, 2-seed Delaware, 3-seed Stony Brook, 4-seed UNC Wilmington, 5-seed Elon, and 6-seed Hofstra. The schedule, 5-seed Elon will be at the host, 4-seed UNC Wilmington at noon on Flow Softball. UNC Wilmington swept the season series at home, and I fully expect them to do it again. 6-seed Hofstra will take on 3-seed Stony Brook at roughly 2:30 on Flow Softball. Stony Brook swept the series at Hofstra. I don't see any reason to go against the Seawolves here. And then the final game of the day will be an elimination game. The losers of those two early games will play at 5 o'clock on Flow Softball. ACC tournament gets underway with the first round tomorrow. Duke is the 1-seed, Florida State 2, Virginia Tech 3, Virginia 4, Clemson 5, Georgia Tech 6, North Carolina 7, Syracuse 8, Boston College 9, and Notre Dame 10. 9-seed in the schedule is 9-seed Boston College will take on 8-seed Syracuse at 1 o'clock on ACC Network. Boston College won the season series 2-1 at home, but Syracuse is playing really hot right now, so I'm riding with the Orange to get the victory. And then the other game, 10-seed Notre Dame will take on 7-seed North Carolina at 3:30, roughly on ACC Network. North Carolina won the season series 2-1 at home. And as somewhat dismal of a conference season that they've had, I like the Tar Heels to get this victory to advance to the quarterfinals. MAC tournament, MACtion. 1-seed Miami of Ohio, 2-seed Ohio, 3-seed Western Michigan, 4-seed Toledo, 5-seed Central Michigan, and 6-seed Ball State. Schedule for tomorrow, 5-seed Central Michigan will take on 4-seed Toledo at noon on ESPN+. Games were canceled earlier in the season due to weather. Toledo was in a great position to be the 2-seed at one point, but they have fallen since, so this should be an intriguing matchup. 6-seed Ball State will take on 3-seed Western Michigan at 2:30 roughly on ESPN+. Their games were also canceled earlier this season. The matchup I want to see here in this game, Risa Bejuz against Mikayla Timmins, one of the top five leaders in the nation in home runs, going up against a very solid pitcher from the MAC in Risa Bejuz. I'm very intrigued to see how that turns out. And then the final game of the day will be the two losers going against each other at 5 o'clock on ESPN+. The American, Florida Atlantic is the one seed, Charlotte the two, North Texas 3, Wichita State 4, Tulsa 5, UAB 6, East Carolina 7, South Florida 8, UTSA 9, and Memphis 10. The first round schedules, East Carolina, the 7 seed, will take on 6 seed UAB at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. East Carolina won the season series 2-1 at home, and I like East Carolina in this situation. 10 seed Memphis will square off with 3 seed North Texas at 2 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. North Texas swept the season series at Memphis. I see no reason to pick against the Mean Green here. 8 seed South Florida against 5 seed Tulsa at 5 on ESPN+. Tulsa won the series 2-1 at home this year. I like South Florida actually to win this game and move on. And then the final game at 9 o'clock, the 9 seed UTSA at the host 4 seed Wichita State at 8 roughly on ESPN+. Wichita State swept the series at home, and I fully expect the Shockers to do the same here. America East, 1 seed UAlbany, 2 seed Binghamton, 3 seed Bryant, 4 seed UMBC, which is odd, 5 seed UMass Lowell, and 6 Maine. The schedule, 5 seed UMass Lowell will take on 4 seed UMBC at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. UMass Lowell won the series 2-1 at UMBC, but I like the Retrievers' chances of getting that victory. The second game, the host, the 6 seed Maine, will take on 3 seed Bryant at 1:30 roughly on ESPN+. Bryant won the series 2-1 at Maine, and I like Bryant in this situation. The two losers will face off at 4 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. Atlantic 10 tournament, 1 seed Dayton, 2 seed St. Louis, 3 seed Loyola Chicago, 4 seed Fordham, who are the hosts, 5 seed UMass or Massachusetts, and 6 seed St. Joseph's. The 5 seed UMass will be at 4 seed Fordham at noon on ESPN+. UMass won the series 2-1 at home, but give me Fordham in this situation being on their home field. 6 seed St. Joseph's against 3 seed Loyola Chicago at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. Loyola Chicago won the series 2-1 at St. Joseph's, and I like Loyola Chicago here. Then the two losers will take a square off at 5 o'clock on ESPN+, roughly. Sunbelt, 1 seed Louisiana, 2 seed Texas State, 3 seed South Alabama, 4 seed Coastal Carolina, 5 seed Troy, 6 seed ULM, 7 seed Georgia Southern, 8 seed James Madison, 9 seed Southern Miss, and 10 seed Marshall. 9 seed Southern Miss will take on 8 seed James Madison at 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Southern Miss won on a neutral field 3-2 on the first weekend of the season. Both teams have changed very much since then, but I do like James Madison to at least get this victory and advance to the quarterfinals on Thursday. And the other game, 10 seed Marshall will take on 7 seed Georgia Southern at roughly 8 o'clock on ESPN+. Marshall won the series 2-1 at home earlier this season. There could be some fireworks there in that second game. I'll go with the Marshall Thundering Herd to back that and keep moving on. Big East Tournament, 1 seed Villanova, 2 seed UConn, 3 seed Creighton, 4 seed Seton Hall, 5 seed St. John's, and 6 seed Butler. 5 seed St. John's will take on 4 seed Seton Hall at noon on BEDN, which is a Northeast regional network, I do believe. Seton Hall won the series 2-1 at St. John's, and I'll take Seton Hall to advance here. 6 seed Butler will take on 3 seed Creighton at 3 on BEDN. Creighton won the series 2-1 at Butler. I like the Blue Jays here. Excuse me. And then the two losers will take square off at 6 on BEDN. Big Sky. 1 seed Northern Colorado, 2 seed Idaho State, 3 seed Sacramento State, 4 seed Portland State, 5 seed Weber State, and 6 seed Montana. 5-seed Weber State will square off with 4-seed Portland State at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Weber State won the series 2-1 at Portland State. And I like Weber State to get the job done here. 6-seed Montana will take on 3-seed Sacramento State at 1:30, roughly, on ESPN+. Sacramento State swept the series at home. I like Sacramento State here. The Weber State-Portland State winner will take on Northern Colorado at roughly 4 on ESPN+. Northern Colorado swept Weber State at home and won the series 2-1 at Portland State. So you got to like the Bears' chances in this situation. And then the Montana-Sacramento State winner will take on 2-seed Idaho State at 6:30, roughly, on ESPN+. They were swept at Montana. Or no, they swept at Montana on their field, and they didn't get to play Sacramento State. Idaho State, Sacramento State would be a very good game in my opinion. But anyway, moving on to the Big 12, 1-seed Texas, 2-seed Oklahoma, 3-seed Oklahoma State, 4-seed Baylor, 5-seed Central Florida, 6-seed BYU, 7-seed Kansas, 8-seed Texas Tech, 9-seed Iowa State, and 10-seed Houston. 10-seed Houston will take on 7-seed Kansas at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Kansas swept the series at Houston, and I like the Jayhawks in this situation. 9-seed Iowa State will take on 8-seed Texas Tech at roughly 8:30 on ESPN+. Their series got canceled, but I like Texas Tech in this situation. Big Ten Tournament. Northwestern is the 1, Michigan 2, Rutgers 3, Nebraska 4, Minnesota 5, Ohio State 6, Penn State 7, Indiana 8, Purdue 9, Maryland 10, Wisconsin 11, and Illinois 12. Purdue and Indiana will kick off the day at noon on Big Ten Network. They split the doubleheader at Indiana. I like Indiana to get the job done in that first game. 12-seed Illinois will take on 5-seed Minnesota at roughly 2:30 on the Big Ten Network. Minnesota swept the series at Illinois. And I like Minnesota to get the job done here. 10-seed Maryland, 7-seed Penn State at 5:30 on Big Ten Network. Penn State won 2-1 at home. And 11-seed Wisconsin, 6-seed Ohio State at 8, roughly on Big Ten Network. Wisconsin won 2-1 at home, so that's going to be interesting. Conference USA, 1-seed Liberty, 2-seed Western Kentucky, 3-seed Louisiana Tech, 4-seed New Mexico State, 5-seed Jacksonville State, and 6-seed UTEP. Jacksonville State will take on New Mexico State at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Jacksonville State won the series 2-1 at home this year. UTEP will take on Louisiana Tech at roughly 4:30 on ESPN+. UTEP won the series 2-1 at Louisiana Tech, and then the two losers will square off at roughly 7 on ESPN+. On down to the Horizon Tournament, the 1-seed Youngstown State, 2-seed Oakland, 3-seed Cleveland State, 4-seed Northern Kentucky, 5-seed Robert Morris, and 6-seed IUPUI. Robert Morris will take on Northern Kentucky at noon on ESPN+. Robert Morris 1-2-1 at Northern Kentucky. IUPUI will take on Cleveland State at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. Cleveland State 1-2-1 at IUPUI. And then the two losers will square off at roughly 5 on ESPN+. The MAAC Tournament. 1-seed Marist, 2-seed Niagara, 3-seed Ryder, 4-seed Canisius, 5-seed Iona, and 6-seed Siena. Siena will square off with Ryder at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Siena 1-2-1 at Ryder. Iona will take on Canisius at roughly 1:30 on ESPN+. Canisius 1-2-1 at Iona. And then the two losers will square off at roughly 4 o'clock on ESPN+. To the MEAC, 1-seed Morgan State, 2-seed Howard, 3-seed Coppin State, 4-seed North Carolina Central, 5-seed South Carolina State, and 6-seed Maryland Eastern Shore. South Carolina State will take on North Carolina Central at 9 a.m. North Carolina Central 1-2-1 at home. Maryland Eastern Shore will take on Coppin State at noon, roughly. Coppin State won the series 2-1 at Maryland Eastern Shore. The South Carolina State-North Carolina Central winner will take on Morgan State at 3, roughly. And Morgan State won both of those series. And then the Maryland Eastern Shore-Coppin State winner will take on Howard at roughly 6. Howard won both of their series. Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, 1-seed Southern Illinois, 2-seed Northern Iowa, 3-seed Belmont, 4-seed Illinois State, the hosts, 5 seed Bradley, 6 seed Missouri State, 7 seed Drake, 8 seed UIC, 9 seed Murray State, 10 seed Evansville, 11 seed Indiana State, and 12 seed Valparaiso. So Murray State will take on UIC at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Murray State won the series 2-1 at home. Valparaiso will take on Bradley at 2 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. Bradley won 2-1 at Valpo. Evansville will take on Drake at roughly 5 on ESPN+. Drake won the series 2-1 at home. And to wrap up the day, Indiana State will take on Missouri State at roughly 8 on ESPN+. Indiana State actually won the series 2-1 at Missouri State, so keep an eye on that matchup. Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. 1 seed Eastern Illinois, 2 seed Southeast Missouri or SEMO, 3 seed Tennessee State, 4 seed Southern Indiana, 5 seed UT Martin, 6 seed Lindenwood, 7 seed Tennessee Tech, and 8 seed SIU Edwardsville or SIUE. Tennessee Tech and Lindenwood will square off to open the day at 11 a.m. on ESPN+, single elimination game. Lindenwood swept the series at Tennessee Tech. SIUE and UT Martin will take each other on at roughly 1:30 on ESPN+, another single elimination game. UT Martin won the series 2-1 at home. The Tennessee Tech-Lindenwood winner will take on Tennessee State at roughly 4 on ESPN+. And then the SIUE, SIU Edwardsville, UT Martin winner will take on 4 seed Southern Indiana at roughly 6:30 on ESPN+. Who Southern Indiana won both series on the road. Pac-12 tournament in the final Pac-12 season. UCLA is the 1, Stanford 2, Oregon 3, Washington 4, Arizona 5, Utah 6, Cal 7, Oregon State 8, and Arizona State 9. The only game, 9 seed Arizona State, 8 seed Oregon State at 10 o'clock on the Pac-12 network. Oregon State won the series 2-1 at Arizona State. The Southern Conference tournament. 1 seed Chattanooga, 2 seed UNC Greensboro, 3 seed Samford, 4 seed Mercer, 5 seed Wofford, 6 seed Furman, 7 seed Western Carolina, and 8 seed East Tennessee State. East Tennessee State will square off with Wofford to open the day at 10 a.m. on ESPN+. Wofford won the series 2-1 at East Tennessee State. Western Carolina will take on Furman at roughly 1 o'clock on ESPN+. Furman swept at home. The East Tennessee State Wofford winner will take on Mercer at 4 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. Mercer split the series between the two teams. And then the Western Carolina Furman winner will take on 3 seed Samford at 7 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. Split those season series as well. Summit League Tournament. 1 seed South Dakota State, 2 seed Omaha, 3 seed Kansas City, 4 seed South Dakota, 5 seed North Dakota, 6 seed North Dakota State. Now, I've been told that these games are being moved up due to the threat of inclement weather tomorrow in South Dakota at South Dakota State in Brookings there. So I don't know the exact times. They might have been moved up a couple hours or 3 hours. I don't know offhand. But North Dakota, South Dakota lead off the day. It was supposed to be at 2. I think it's at noon now on Midco Sports. South Dakota won the series 2-1 at North Dakota, and then North Dakota State will take on Kansas City at 4:30 roughly on Midco Sports. Kansas City won the series 2-1 at North Dakota State. And then our final tournament that gets underway tomorrow, the WAC. The 1 seed Grand Canyon, 2 seed Cal Baptist, 3 Utah Valley, 4 Seattle, the hosts, 5 seed Utah Tech, 6 seed UTA, UT Arlington, 7 Tarleton State, and 8 Southern Utah. Tarleton State will square off with UT Arlington at 1 o'clock on ESPN+, and in a single elimination game, Tarleton won the series 2-1 at home this year. 8 seed Southern Utah will take on 5 seed Utah Tech at roughly 4 on ESPN+. They split a doubleheader at Utah Tech. And that is also a single elimination game. The Tarleton State UT Arlington winner will take on 3 seed Utah Valley at 7 roughly on ESPN+. And then the final game of the day, the Southern Utah-Utah Tech winner will take on the 4 seed and host Seattle University at roughly 10 o'clock on ESPN+. And these are all Eastern. Everything I've said is Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, whatever we're in right now. But Seattle won both series 2-1 against both of their possible opponents. So, in theory, they should have a good, decent chance here. So that's all the conference tournaments. A recap of today's four conference tournaments, and then a preview of tomorrow's action. So much on ESPN Plus tomorrow, so there's no excuse for not being able to tune in their games. We got SEC Network, ACC Network, Big Ten Network, all chipping in some games as well. So there's no excuse not to have your eyes on these games. So take it in. Take in this week, because it's going to be magical. Mayhem has begun, and there's no telling where we're going to go. So strap in. This week is going to be very fun. Your main man, Tyler, signing off with the Around the Bases podcast. We'll have another episode for you tomorrow night, maybe early Thursday morning, depending on when all the games finish. But we'll have another episode for you at some point in the next day, or so, relatively. So thank you for listening to this one tonight. We'll be back again shortly. Again, like I said, here for the next day after everything finishes on Wednesday. But thank you for listening today. Have a great day tomorrow, everyone, and good night.